we're juggling up here. Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Zeh hayom asah Hashem nagila v'nismacha bo. We heard the pasuk already, but no matter how many times we say it, it's not enough for the great simcha that we experience and are continuing to experience. My name is Mesod Azulai, a proud graduate of Or HaHemet Sephardic School, one of the main feeders. One of the main current feeders to Yeshivat Or Chaim. I'm very fortunate to be a Rebbe here at Yeshivat Or Chaim. Of course, very fortunate to be the Rabbi of Magen David Sfarda Congregation. The Biton family and the entire congregation, Baruch Hashem. The year was 1946. A young, frail teenager entered the yeshiva of Panovich in the city of Bnei Brak. He walked in looking for a distinguished person, and he bumped into the Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Kahaneman. He asked him, "Rabbi, I want to study in the yeshiva." He says to him, "Who are you? What's your name?" He says, "My name's Shlomo." He says, "Where do you come from?" He says, "I come from Auschwitz." Auschwitz. He says, "Do you know anything about yeshiva? Do you know anything about Torah?" He says, "I was in yeshiva before the war, but the war was so long, I don't remember anything. I just want to come back to yeshiva." The Rosh Yeshiva told him, "Do you remember anything?" He said, "I recall that I was learning Masechet Chulin, Daf Memchet, and there was a Machloket Rashi and Tosfot there." And he went on to say the Machloket Rashi and Tosfot to the Rosh Yeshiva. He said, "That's the only thing I remember." Rabbi Kahaneman couldn't believe it. He took this boy Shlomo with him to the Chazon Ish. And he says, "Rabbi, this is after the war. And this boy still remembered a little bit of Torah. If the Nazis couldn't have taken away the Torah from us, nobody could take the Torah away from us. Baruch Hashem, we're here today in 2017. We've just honored a Sefer Torah. The Torah is alive and well here in Toronto, here in the entire world. We're in the month of Cheshvan. The month of Cheshvan, Mar Cheshvan, it's a desolate month. No holidays, no fast days, no days to connect. But there is something in history that happened in Cheshvan. That was the passing of Rachel Imenu. At the same time, Binyamin was born. Rachel Imenu represents the Galut. She lived in outside of Eretz Yisrael. Only upon entering Eretz Yisrael, that's when she passes away. She passes away on the way, al haderech. Rachel mevaka al baneha. Rachel prays for her children that are in Galut, prays for her children that are in distress. But Binyamin, the Yeshua that happened at the moment of her passing, Binyamin was the only Shevet born in Eretz Yisrael. Binyamin had the first king, Shaul HaMelech came from Binyamin. The first Melech Israel came from Binyamin. Mordechai HaTzadik, Ish Yemini, was a man from Binyamin who brought the Jewish nation back to Eretz Yisrael. And it was in the land of Binyamin where the Bet HaMikdash was built. Because Binyamin represents Eretz Yisrael. The Bet HaMikdash, the diamond of Eretz Yisrael. We have Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. The Holy of Holies in Yerushalayim is the Bet HaMikdash, Har HaBayit. The Holy of Holies of the Bet HaMikdash is the Kodesh HaKodeshim. In that Kodesh HaKodeshim, the holiest part is the Aron HaKodesh. And in that Aron HaKodesh, the holiest part is the Shivrei Luchot, is the Torah Kedosha. We have the Torah nowadays. Unfortunately, we don't have the Bet HaMikdash yet. We don't have the Aron, we don't have the Kohanim Bavodatam, Ulevim B'Shirim U'Zimram. But we have the Torah Kedosha. We have the diamond, we have the closest thing. We have the main thing, the most essential thing. And we've just connected to that today here in Yeshivat Or Chaim. Once again, donating a Sefer Torah, connecting to a Sefer Torah. We've just danced and sung so incredibly. We're all sweating. We put our entire body, our entire being into this, into the Sefer Torah, into the dancing of the Sefer Torah. There's no other mitzvah that we do this for. Our entire being, our sweat, our entire self. We know from David HaMelech that danced and was mecharker in front of the Aron, in front of the Torah, where his wife thought, hey, come on, you're doing a little bit too much. And Maaseh Rav tells us that the Gaon Mevilna as well, when the Sefer Torah came out on Simchat Torah, the unbelievable dancing was something to see. That's what we tried mimicking today. We tried connecting to it today. We put our entire beings into the Torah. And the message for us to take home, one of the take home messages, is to always connect to the Torah. We brought the Torah here, to Yeshivat Or Chaim. There's the Torah and there's the Talmidim of the Yeshiva. That's the main thing, that's the main focus. To connect to the Talmidim to the Torah, to connect ourselves to the Torah Kedosha. And Be'ezrat Hashem, by doing so, we will continue to flourish here in Yeshivat Or Chaim, in all the Yeshivot, and all of Bnei Israel, to soon see, B'yad Tzidkenu, Mashiach B'merah V'yamenu, with the Bet HaMikdash, B'merah V'yamenu, Amen. Amen.